Janet Heeran listens to Countrywide on the family farm in North Cork, where her husband Liam has his dairy business. It might not feel like it today, as I was saying at the start, but September did finally deliver the weather that most farmers, everybody, had been hoping for. And for Janet, this was a gift in particular, because she commuted to work from her farm in Bantyre through the countryside of Ballycloch to the village of Kildorrery, taking in the changing landscape at this time of year. She was inspired by all of this to put pen to paper and send us her thoughts on summer in September.
I wake to an orange-pink sky. It is obscured by high soft cloud. My neighbour's fields lie muffled beneath the fine white floss. Our house on the north side of Mount Hilary looks down on the gauzy scene, like we're in heaven. I drive into the valley. The furze bushes still sport yellow pea flowers linked together by shimmering spider webs, like hundreds of tiny sparkling hammocks glistening in the slowly rising light. By the river, a low sun casts long shadows of chestnut trees across Archdeacon's stubble field. The rays are shards of lemon luminescence piercing the haze. On the road to Mallow, the fog burns off. The tunnel of horse chestnut trees still clings to green. Only the one nearest Rushkeen Bridge is seeding to ragged lemon. The sun radiates a light which sets fire to the brown foliage of the sycamore trees. They were first to turn colour this year. At Ballycloe, the hawthorn hedges are still dripping with mist. Farmers are making the most of the fine late weather. Silage lies in damp rows, waiting for the sun to evaporate the moisture. As my car hugs the hedges at the bends, I meet tractors the size of County Cork. I wonder if the young lads driving are missing the ploughing, or if they already made the pilgrimage to Rathniska over the last 2 days to replenish their supply of grassmen merch. And then, the highlight of my commute, the village of Kildorrery. After the Thatch and Thyme restaurant and Thornhill's pharmacy, the road begins its roller coaster descent into the Golden Vale. Beneath me stretches a quilt of wonder. Grass, silage rows, grain stubble, aftergrass, hedges, ditches, trees, fairy forts, every conceivable shade of green and yellow on nature's colour card. Straw bales sit in the fields like raised stitches on an Aran jumper. Blackberry, moss, honeycomb and diamond. I am tempted to stop, to stand out and breathe in lungfuls of a late summer morning, slightly damp, with a hint of decay and a promise of warmth. But I don't. I would be late for work.
Janet Heeran on the last of the summer in September.